Hey, Med. First off, thank you for thinking of me to ask this question. I'm kind of humbled, and hopefully I can offer maybe a little bit of perspective. If nothing else, I can kind of share my personal testimony of, you know, when I tried to, or not tried to, but did make some big career jumps. So I'll answer the boring stuff first. So first off, I really do appreciate feedback on the diet planner. We always take that to heart. And for any updates that the app has ever made or continues to make, we bring it 100% from you guys. Every once in a while, maybe I'll think of something cool that I want to implement. But again, the big changes are always based off of members' feedback. So the one thing I can say for sure, I already talked with my developer, because you're not the first person that's asked to be able to adjust individual meal macros. Right now, you can kind of manually override it, right? So if you just put in a meal that has different macros, it's fine. It obviously just won't match that meal what's the preset, but it'll still total up for the day accurately. So just letting you know right now, if you do that, it still does kind of work out. But yes, I agree. It will be definitely better if you just know ahead of time too, especially all of us tend to eat very structured. So, you know, you're just going to have a meal planned occasionally that's, you know, your peri-workout nutrition might have more calories or whatever, and you want to keep it permanently like that. So for sure that change will be made. And I'm pretty sure we'll make that by February. So there's a couple updates that take a little bit longer than others, just according to my business partner who does all of that. But rest assured that one will definitely be done. As far as the other way for counting macros, I'm not 100% on how we're going to do that one yet. So as of right now, the big thing with that is we get the database that we have from Foods from as many places as we can get it. So meaning a lot of those databases are from different countries, from things like the FDA and stuff like that. Because we literally have a few hundred thousand foods. You know, we have over 100,000 QR codes you can scan. And that stuff, again, comes from other people. We didn't put that all in manually. So it might be a little bit tougher to count some of that, or just to have, basically something in an algorithm that takes out the smaller macros that you're not counting or whatever. Well, I'll write that down. You know, we have a list of obviously suggestions that we always get from members. And if there seems to be a feasible way to do that, or if a lot of people really want that, then we'll start to work through that process. As for the career stuff, I mean, the short answer is, you know, if there's something you want to do, man, do it. And the reality is, I'm sure you've already had a level of success. Like you said, you're making a good income. You're already at a good spot. And there's some fear of giving that up. But having a level of success already doing something that you're probably, based on the feedback and everything that you're saying here, you're probably not even as passionate about, would be indicative. I'm not the grammar coach, but would obviously probably indicate that if you pursue something that you're more passionate about, then you're probably going to be even more successful, maybe just having to go through a little bit more of a challenging time to get there in the first place. Then I say all that as well too, is a cool thing. I always think, you know, and I've had some good business coaches, even within my field, but even outside of the field, there's this kind of this fear sometimes. I'll speak to what I know about with my coaching career is, everybody wants to be, the big mistake for trainers is to be the jack of all trades. You know, thoughts of like, oh yeah, I'm going to do weight loss, sports specific, muscle building, contest prep. I'm going to do, you know, geriatric clientele, or I'm going to work with kids. And you say, I can do all of it. And one, you end up just being okay at everything. But two, it actually doesn't work as well. If you have all your directed efforts, all your directed marketing, all your directed towards one specific thing, aside from the skill set, it tends to work better. Because I had a lot of advice throughout my career, not always negative, some of it just make basically some awareness, but saying muscle building, honestly, is one of the smallest niches in all of the fitness realm. I mean, weight loss is where there by far is the most money. General fitness is more money. Sports specific stuff is more money. But at the end of the day, I was like, man, this is what I want to do. This is my passion. I don't care if it's a little tiny niche group and there's, you know, not as many people. I feel like if I can try and be the best that I can be at it and target that, it'll work out better for me. And then just to speak specifically to that I can say is when I left, now let me think about the time frame here. I had a great, great, great job, probably my best job, prior to moving up to Tampa to pursue when I first started to work with BPAC at MI40. And I was 30. This is funny, actually, now that I think about the age, I was 31. So I was managing a personal training department. I lived in an area where I had a full clientele. I was charging very high rates. I didn't have to do anything to continue to build my clientele. It was set. I basically had a waiting list. The club that I was working at, I got a percentage of the club's performance, a percentage of all my trainers' performance. My club was doing amazing. I actually worked for the best bosses I've ever had, the owners of the company. So I started the personal training department. I was really, really good with the owners. I was the person's, again, when I came in, they didn't have anyone anyone developing a PT department or anything. And I basically got to start the PT department from the ground up. And as I was actually getting ready to leave, they offered me a more position, basically to be one of the VPs of the company and have some sweat equity in the company as I was leaving. I was like, shit. And honestly, I was already in a great spot. It was working with great people and was going to be making even better money. But I knew I wanted to be a part of something just going down the road of doing the thing that I wanted to do now. And to be honest, the entire time I was at MI40 was probably, not probably, it was the least money I have ever made my entire time in the training career. It was basically two and a half years of horrible income. Right when I was moving up, I knew I wasn't moving into a position. I was helping start the gym, so there wasn't any income. I went through all my savings in about 6 months and then was barely just making it by for another 2 years after that. But it was worth it. I knew it was the right decision. I knew it was the thing that I wanted to do. And honestly, at that point in time, it was rough because I was the sole provider for my family. I had a son at that point in time. My oldest son was 1 year old. I had my wife, and again, I was the sole income. So it was a massive risk for me to move up here. But I knew it was the right thing. And honestly, I just kind of blindly and aggressively followed that and knew if I was following my passion and putting my work ethic towards something that I, you know, everything I had done before I really liked, but was not nearly as passionate. And I honestly just had a direction of I knew I could make something out of it if I did. You know, so my advice would be if you got a passion for it, man, you know, you might have a rough time getting it started. I think anyone that ever gets into another niche or starts a business or starts all over, I essentially started all over. There's no way around. Like I said, I went through 2.5 years of there were times when it was literally, I was legit paycheck to paycheck where I was legit, if I don't get more money next week, I'm not gonna be able to pay bills and I'm actually gonna have debt, which medical debt, so school debt obviously is a completely different thing from just not paying credit cards. So anyway, I would encourage you to chase it, man. I would encourage you to go after it. And I honestly think one, if nothing else, I mean, it's cliche, but life is short, man. If you got something you're gonna be more passionate about that seems more exciting to you, even if it's, you know, a couple rough years, I mean, honestly, I look back, it's so cliche too, but the 3 years of struggling, I was happy as hell, man. I was honestly happy as hell. I mean, I was stressed at times about paying bills, but I was happy as hell. And in some ways, that part is the most fun, to just make something work that you're passionate about. And then I think, again, it's going to be totally worth it at the end. So that's my long ramble, man. Hopefully that helps in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if I'm an expert on this, but like I said, I'll share my personal testimony and encourage you to do the same, man. And yeah, hopefully that helps, man. If you have any more questions about anything, don't hesitate to hit me back. And of course, always, everything with the app, any feedback is always welcome. And I'm glad to have you part of it.